I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win it. What? I'm too legit. Too legit to quit. Hi. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Here we go. What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and indeed, I count it a privilege and honor to be with you here on the BlackIsOnline.com experience. This is truly this episode of Culture Connection. It means a lot to me, and I'm excited to talk about it. But before we get to that, the topic of the day, just want to make sure you are fully aware of how to connect with moi. Ladies and gentlemen, you can hit me up on Twitter at Caliyale, C-A-L-I-Y-A-L-I-E. I always get tongue twisted on my own Twitter account. Again, that's Caliyale, C-A-L-I-Y-A-L-I-E. You can hit Black Is Online for our Twitter account as well. Facebook, Black Is Magazine. And if you want to leave a voicemail or rant and rave about how much you love Culture Connection, you can also hit us up on the hotline at 323-455-4219. Thank you so much for hitting us up there with your comments, feedback, and your controversial statements about how much you love everything that Brother Malcolm says and does. I know, you can't help yourself. So today I wanted to talk to you about two gentlemen who mean a great deal to me and have been an incredible influence on my life. On January 20th, we do celebrate and commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a national holiday here in the United States of America. And I wanted to pay tribute to Dr. King by talking about a cultural connection segment about an artist whose life represents what I try to emulate on this podcast, but what I leave everyone with at the end of our podcast, which is to make that career of humanity. And so I couldn't think of any greater, better example of someone making a career of humanity and committing themselves to the noble struggle for equal rights than none other than the great thespian, scholar, athlete, social activist, humanitarian, Mr. Paul Robeson. And today, what I wanted to do was highlight Paul Robeson in the form of the theater piece that is going to chronicle his life at Ebony Repertory Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're unaware of, if you've been under a rock or a bushel, Ebony Repertory Theater is proud to present the august, the sensational, the amazing Juilliard graduate, Keith David, in Philip Hayes Dean's Paul Robeson, directed by Philip Hayes Dean, March 12th through March 30th at 2014. And if you don't know about this piece, one of the things that I love is that Ebony Repertory Theater always puts on and produces the highest quality of theater that you will see in any region. And if for you, Broadway is the standard, that's fine. But they have a standard that is the highest standard of producing theater in the world. And just so you have a little synopsis about this, Paul Robeson, which is the title of the play and obviously the title character, is a powerful chronicle of the life of Paul Robeson from his childhood in New Jersey. He went to Rutgers, y'all. He was All-American athlete. To his adult life around the world, an All-American athlete and a lawyer with Columbia Law School credentials, Robeson faced the racism prevalent in 20th century society. He was denied the pursuit of his profession, blacklisted, and had his passport revoked for 8 years. It is Robeson's triumph and his struggle against racism that shines as a beacon to those struggling to make this world a better place. Starring two-time Emmy Award winner Keith David. And if you don't know about Mr. Keith David, I almost want to say you should probably just Google him. He is one of the finest actors of our generation. He has over 150 television and stage credits from Something About Mary. For those of you who are comedians, he played the father at the top of Something About Mary, Armageddon, The Chronicles of Riddick, Requiem for a Dream, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Barbershop. He also is one of the great voiceover artists of our generation most recently. And I don't know why I'm so stuck on this particular voiceover work, but it's because every time I watch the movie slash cartoon, I'm like, that's Keith David. It's so obviously Keith David. He is the voice in The Princess and the Frog. One of the unforgettable voices in The Princess and the Frog, Disney's first animated feature featuring a black princess. So I wanted to highlight this particular performance because this event, because it really is an event in Los Angeles, really represents the highest standard and quality of what Culture Connection tries to represent and bring to you on a weekly basis. We try and offer you work, ideas, people, experiences that represent the humanity that I try and live by every day. And that's recognizing that we all have something to contribute to society, that we all have been placed here with a calling and a purpose in our lives, and that whatever that is has the ability to affect lives in a way that can change nations, that can change the world. And so when I look at the beautiful what's the word I'm looking for? When I look at just the beautiful marriage of Ebony Repertory Theater, the first African-American equity company in Los Angeles' history, coming together with Philip Hayes Dean's Paul Robeson. Just so you know, Paul Robeson is the only black play to be on Broadway 3 times. And that record is going to be tied for the first time in history this season when A Raisin in the Sun is on Broadway for the 3rd time. But prior to that, it will have been the only black play by a black playwright that has had 3 Broadway productions. So this is a historic piece of theater. One of the things I should mention is that it is a very limited run. And for those of you, particularly in the African-American community, who like to wait to the last minute, this is not the one to do that. March 12th is March 30th. You only have, it looks like you only have 2 weeks. You basically have 3 weeks, 3 weekends to see this. So please, please, I would really, really, really urge you to go to ebonyrep.org. That's EBONYREP.ORG, or call them at 323-964-9766 and support this company doing rigorous, smart, humanist, and life-changing and life-affirming work in communities of color. I'm very proud to rep Ebony Rep whenever I can, and I wish them nothing but success on this extraordinary triumph of a production. Again, Ebony Repertory Theater presents Keith David and Philip Hayes Dean's Paul Robeson, March 12th through March 30th, 2014. As always, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I know one thing. I have a dream, and I'm living it. Peace.
Shakespeare, the genius that he was, seemed to foreshadow and understand many of the problems that have since arisen in our world, perhaps were present then. First, I would say that here is a part which has dignity for the Negro actor. Often we don't get those opportunities. And I would say that my people will be very proud of my or any other Negro actor appearing in such a part. I think also that to me, Othello is one of a different culture. Shakespeare insists that he's African. Some argument whether the word black and the fact that he's from Africa is very clear to me. Mm. And that Shakespeare posed this problem of a, say, black man in a white society. Just come over from America, and we like to say pass and chance and do for the morning dew. And I happen to pick up an old script of Shakespeare, and the due was very clear. It was D-I-E-W, and it was not chance, C-H-A-U-N-C-E, so it was due, like in lieu of, and chance, and dance. It was very, very Shakespearean. And one terrible, difficult sound was my, almost at the beginning of the play, my services, which I have done the signory, my services, services. I would say my services, I had to work on that very, but later I took some special work at the University of London, and also in my university days I majored in English, and I have records from the earliest time, of Anglo-Saxons, matter of fact, through Chaucer, and of course since I worked on my songs with Roger Quilter, and I would have to use draw. I couldn't walk out here and say, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. It's got to be very, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I...